exercise change?
You have to really want it, pretty much. And, you know, if you really want it and you really want to take it further, you've got to dedicate yourself, really get the information, you know, not just from the internet, but from other people as well. Just learn about it.
Okay, so the first step is obviously wanting to do it, and the second step, you reckon, is actually getting the knowledge that you need to be able to do it.
It is, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you really got to want it first. You know, you can like something, and then there's a sort of a separate thing there, you know, where it's more of a lifestyle to you, and you incorporate it in your life every day rather than just every weekend.
Sure.
Or you know, fortnight.
It's interesting you said you got to want it, because a lot of people out there that aren't doing, say, what you're doing, would say they would want it, but they're not doing it. So what would you say to those people?
Yeah, that's a good question. I get that a lot, actually, and I see it a lot. If you want it that bad, you know, you're only letting down yourself. So, for instance, yeah, in my case with bodybuilding and stuff like that, yeah, you've got people who like to train, but then you've got people who go further and like to compete. There's a big difference between liking, you know, pumping the weights. Then there's a difference between pumping the weights and dieting for so many weeks. You know, that's an extra step. You know, I think most people can work out,
yeah,
but then you sort of have to have the mind as well to go through the whole dieting process, mm-hmm, you know, jump on stage and experience it.
And I guess that's where the knowledge side comes in too, with the whole dieting side of things as well.
Exactly, it does. I'm still learning, you know, new things about training and dieting every day. People's theories and yeah, you know, it's the kind of sport that you know, you can always be better at, bigger, and improve every day.